Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, this is the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine to provide life guidance and help people connect through emotion with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and followers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite spiritual and master teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. My name is Luciana Stiglitz. I'm the founder of Inner Healers, and I will be your host in this adventure. May you allow yourself to enjoy it.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglitz, and I will be your host today. Our topic for today is Tapping Release for Humanity. According to Jen, taps are a way to shift one's energy and beliefs by bypassing the ego in asking for permission. People may know what they need to shift, but the ego keeps them immersed in fear and habitual behavior. Affirmations may not be successful because as you're saying something positive, the ego is whispering in your ear that it is not so. The taps negate the ego's ability to prevent a shift into a more effective state. Engrams are grooves in the energy system that are created by trauma or habitual experiences. Someone may want to lose weight, for instance, but they may be working against all the times that they have failed. For all the emotional reasons they have gained weight to begin with, these are engrams. In the fifth dimension, none of these limited beliefs really pertain to us, but we still believe they do, so they do. We are not linear beings in the fifth dimension, but exponential beings of pure potential. The more we can consciously realize this, the more we can outwardly manifest it in our own lives and reflect it in the world. This is how important taps are in helping the world transcend. Our amazing guest today is Jen Ward. She's an LMT Reiki master. She has been a student of spiritual studies all her life, and she has written 7 books. She's an intuitive and gifted healer and an innovator of healing practices. Her passion is to empower the individual with their own healing journey so that they can stay in the center every step of the way. While attending on the Naga School of Therapeutic Massage, she was introduced to energy work. It became second nature for her to remove energy blocks from clients. She is proficient at turning into whatever an individual needs to have happen to release their unnecessary issues so that their own body can manage the energetic changes needed to return to a greater sense of ease. So help me welcome Jen. Hello.
Hi, Luciana. Thank you for having me on the show. Hello, everybody.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jen. Thanks much for being with us today. We're really, really honored to have you here with us. So for those of our listeners who might be, meeting you for the first time through the show, can you please tell us a bit about yourself and your work?
Sure. So I started out like most people, like really insecure and apologizing for even existing. I would say, I'm sorry. And it wasn't until I went to massage therapy school and learned that I could actually move energy with my intention. And then I had this horrible experience where I was locked up by this psychopath for a year, starved and tortured nearly to death. And I'm sensory deprived. And in that year, I went through the process of enlightenment. And it took a whole year to balance out and to understand what that meant. And then when I came back to society, the only thing that drove me was helping other people. It was the only thing that brings me joy. Everything else doesn't even matter to me. It's just helping other people. So I spend most of my last 9 years that I've been back on Twitter and social media and Facebook creating techniques not only to help the individuals balance out, but also to allow them to use themselves as surrogates for humanity so they can use their own incredible intentions to heal all the planet, all the universe, and realize how empowered they really are.
That is really beautiful. So as an intuitive healer, your path has not always been easy. Would you like to talk to our listeners about it?
Well, it's actually the opposite of easy. It's like anything anybody could ever have possibly dealt with, I've actually had the experience of dealing with this lifetime. I mean, rape, torture, pedophiles, being in prison, being diminished, being humiliated, being violated in every way, being a prisoner of war, taking life. I've had every single experience, and it's only because I need those experiences so I can match the frequency of the person I'm working with. Like vibratory, it's different than sympathizing. It's like I'm actually at the same channel as they are energetically. And so I can match that energetic channel, and then I can actually change their channel to being above that so I can pull them out of all their problems and miseries in an instant, because time and space really don't exist. So it's really miraculous. And the other thing that I have going for me is I'm very simplistic in how I understand things. So I take these very complicated metaphysical concepts and I give them out to people in everyday words. And so they can understand what incredible things are possible with healing, and they can understand it in their own lives instead of like thinking, you know, hearing it from someone who's very scientific when they don't relate to it. So I make healing relatable, and my whole purpose is to mainstream healing so everybody can be empowered in their own journey instead of giving their power away to other individuals or groups. So that's one of my main passions.
That is amazing. So what inner traits would you say this rites of passage activated within you?
I'm sorry, I don't know if I understand what you're asking me.
By inner traits, I mean things that you have developed within so that now you can be a light to other people, like courage maybe?
Well, actually, when I was younger, before I went and was imprisoned, I was told that I was the reincarnation of Madame Blavatsky. And I didn't believe it at the time. She was so homely, and I didn't want to believe it. And so when I came back and put on a few pounds and got a little older, I got a picture of me next to her and look exactly alike. And a lot of my listeners and readers say that my writings sound like her. So in that lifetime, she traveled the world collecting all these truths. You know, she went into all these different spiritual sects and groups, and she absorbed all the truth, and she tried to convey it and collect it in her books. But I think this lifetime is about me taking all the information from that lifetime and actually processing it. So where I collected the truth in that lifetime, this is the lifetime where I actually, like, personify that truth and am able to give it to other people, you know, in a way that they can understand it with the techniques that I share and the inspirational quotes or the poetry that I share. Everybody absorbs truth in a different way. And truth and love resonate at a similar frequency. Now, the reason you don't see more truth in the world or love in the world is because there's not enough truth. So by sharing truth, you're actually making the same conduit for love. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely. So because you survived the brink of death, some people consider you a Sangoma. Would you tell our listeners about this African term and how does that relate to your work?
Yeah, well, a Sangoma is a shaman that in the African tribes, they were like really hardcore healers. And it was really hard to qualify to be a Sangoma. You had to survive the brink of death, and you actually had to take life. You had to, there was a sacrifice involved, which I didn't realize. But when I was locked up for that year, I actually almost died. I mean, I came back thinking I was a retarded boy, and it was a miracle that I didn't die. So that was me surviving the prerequisites of that for the Sangoma, because it was a real rough year. And I also, the psychopath who held me hostage actually made me kill animals. So I didn't realize that that was one of the prerequisites of being a Sangoma. But what Sangomas do is they channel in their ancestors who in some way infuse their healing abilities into their own DNA so their future selves would be able to be healers. And what they do is they use sounds to bring on the healing. Now, when I help people, I do make sounds. What I do is I convert their pain into sound, because both are just energy. So I feel someone's pain. Like, I can feel the pain of the listeners, their issues and stuff, and I can actually convert it into sound and release it.
That is really, really beautiful. And you also communicate with animals, right?
Well, I believe everybody communicates with animals. Animals and trees and nature is speaking to us all the time, everyone, not just me. It's just that humans have become so arrogant that they only listen to their own kind. Humans are the only species that does that. Every other species talks nature, and nature, every other species talks to each other. Trees talk to animals. That's why when there's a fire like miles away and the animals know and they stampede even though they're too far away to know, it's because the trees have actually told them. And they speak to each other to like warn each other, and that's why they know. But humans have become so arrogant that they will only listen in language. And they really rob themselves of a lot of awareness that way. So actually, humans are the most ignorant species there is because of that. And everyone can talk to animals in nature. It's primal. We're supposed to.
Yes, that is wonderful. So you have been trained and licensed on therapeutic massage and became a Reiki master. How do you apply this knowledge on your work today?
Oh, everything I am, everything I do, when I interact with someone, I'm also a medical intuitive. So when I like see someone, I can actually see where the energy isn't flowing right in their body. So what I can do is actually move that energy out with my intentions. But when I first learned Reiki, I realized that some people can't handle Reiki. They say, "Oh no, I don't want any." And what my guides told me right away is they're too filled up with stagnant energy. They can't handle even good energy. They're just too overwhelmed. So beyond Reiki is what I do. Is pull the stagnant energy out. Once you pull the stagnant energy out, realign the body's energy, then the Reiki healing energy can automatically go in, and that intention, it's always on. People are always getting healings around me. I think the people who on my social media page realize that they're always getting healings. Because they're always posting, "Oh, this miracle happened. I don't have fibroid tumors. Oh, I don't have the C word. Oh, this job came through. Oh, I lucked out. But they don't understand. I guess they don't all realize that I'm like pouring my healing energy into all of them at all times.
That is really, really beautiful. So when did you start receiving intuitions about tapping, and how was this process for you?
When I came back from being starved and tortured, it'll be 9 years ago in May, I thought I was a retarded boy. I was that messed up, and all I wanted to do was go into a nursing home and eat and sleep and watch TV and be left alone. And then I helped my nephew, who's really proficient in business, and he's not one that lets people help him very easily. And it was so easy for me to go in and help him shift his life. And then I realized that I needed to help other people, so he built me a website. And for like 2 years, my spirit had given me this protocol of the tapping. Now, tapping, people know EFT tapping or Body Talk uses tapping, but the protocol that my spirit guides gave me was used specifically to release everybody, to release someone from the karmic connection of the intended subject. So say someone went through a divorce and they could never let that person go. This whole protocol of taps that the spirit guides gave me was to remove the curses, remove the tentacles, remove even the blessings between you, and actually energetically get your energy back from that person and remove all the pain that they have put on you and do the same for them. Because if you don't want someone coming back to meet you in another lifetime, you don't want to leave them whole as well. And the whole point of healing is to wish the best for everyone. It's not a matter of you never curse someone or use any of your abilities to harm anyone, because then it's not healing. It's psychic, and it's manipulation, and it's beneath you. So the discipline to do what I do is profound, because I can't sway. And the way that I am able to connect with people, I know that the love is the conduit. If you love someone, you can know what they're about. And for some reason, I'm able to love anybody, everybody, all life, all atoms, even inanimate objects. If you can love something, you can heal it, or at least you can understand it. So that's the key in healing.
Yes, it's an act of love. So in your experience, what would you say karma is, and how can one access and heal karma through tapping?
Oh, that's easy. Karma is just energy. So I see someone's issues like a cloud. Like, you know how like you go into a stuffy room and you feel like you can't breathe? That's just a cloud of energy. So karma is just an energy that's not working for you. It's not clear. It's not the highest love. So all karma is oh, you got some energy that doesn't belong there. And maybe it belongs back to this person, or maybe it just needs to go and be dissipated. So the taps that I provide don't necessarily focus on the other person as much as just clearing your own energy system of all those clouds and clearing any clouds you've put in other people or situations. So you're actually a sovereign being, a clear, pure, whole sovereign being by doing all these taps. And the more you do them, it's like aligning with truth and love to the core. And it's so empowering. And it's not that it's easy, because when you first start doing the task, there's so much resistance because this cloud does not want you to change. So if you can break through the resistance, maybe do a few taps a day, you can, like, align to your highest empowerment. And I have people who've done it, and they're the most dynamic, profound, clear, loving people. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. So can you please share your wisdom on engrams and how these are created by trauma or habitual experiences?
Yeah. So I learned about engrams firsthand when this young woman came to me. She had indulged in using mushrooms. So she was always looking out of the corner of her eye, and she saw this dark presence. And she felt like she was, like, it was scary and foreboding to her. She didn't feel safe. So I tuned into her energetically, and I saw her energy field from the inside, and it was like a honeycomb, you know, the mound of a waxy honeycomb. But there was a part in it that was melted out. What the mushrooms had done is create a hole in her energy system. And then there were all these little lines in the energy system. And so what I did with my pure intention was I treated the energy system like it was wax, and I reformulated it, and I closed up that hole for her energetically, and I smoothed out a lot of those lines. And those engrams are like the old vinyl records where, you know, when you put the needle in the on the old vinyl records and it plays a song over and over and over again. That's what an engram is in our energy system. So if you keep having the experiences over and over again, like some women will say, or some people say, I always attract the same type of person. I always attract the losers. That's an engram. That's a belief system they put in their energy system that that's all they deserve, or in the past they had such a loser in their life that it, like, overwhelmed their energy, and they stored that as all relationships are like this. So what the taps are is a way to tap out with your belief system that you don't deserve, like, I release attracted losers in our lifetimes, and you would tap it out of your energy system. But at the same time, what you're actually doing in your energy system is smoothing out that little ridge, that little groove, and then you're removing that engram.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting. So what is the difference of tapping versus affirmations?
Affirmations... I've tried affirmations, and every time I tried affirmations, I've been overtaken by the mind. Like, I'll say, I'm rich, or I'm abundant, I'm a size 2, you know, whatever. I'm thin and healthy. And then my mind starts, and it goes, you're not a size 2. You've never been a size 2. You'll never be that. And then I can hear, like, my mother's voice, and all the times she told me I was a loser or whatever. And that's what the mind will do. It'll repeat all these memories of when it's been validated that you're not that. So when you do the tapping, it's not like you have to believe it with the mind. It's actually beyond the mind. You just tap it into your brain, because your brain is like this incredible 3D printer. Your brain is the best computer on the planet. So all you have to do is, when you tap an affirmation into your head, you're programming it into your brain, and you're saying, this is the highest priority. I know you're trying to heal my whole body, but do this first, please. And then you say that while tapping 3 times, and then you tap it into your chest, which is like setting it in the body, saying, okay, the brain just shifted this. Please accept this shift and own it. And people can actually feel reactions to doing that. They start to yawn or cry or shake or feel light or panic or want to stop. But there's all kinds of reactions What they need to understand is any reaction is evidence that something's happening. Because if it wasn't working, their body wouldn't respond in any way, positive or negative.
Mm-hmm. So for our listeners, could you please define what a tap is? Maybe they haven't heard about this term before. And how is this done on the body?
Okay. All it is is literally tapping your head as you're saying an affirmation. So you could say, I am healthy, happy, or whatever. I am healthy and happy. And then my guides have always said, add in all moments. Because we're not just dealing with your physical body here. We're dealing with every other experience you've ever had in your memories and your thoughts. Because there's a metaphysical belief that everything's happening all at once. So what you're doing is you can tap, and I say it three times, I am happy and healthy in all moments, and tap while you continuously tap on the top of your head while you say that three times, and then you'll say it again while you tap on your chest. And what you're doing is you're not only programming your present physical life, but every other experience that you've ever had because of those three words, in all moments. Because there really is only one moment. It's the humans that think that we're on a linear timeline, and they disconnect from all their other experiences. So this is actually shifting them from the linear timeline that they're trapped in to the exponential empowered being that they really are. It's really so simple and so profound, but they don't even have to, like, realize that. All they have to do is do these silly taps, and they'll be tapping into this profound healing.
That is really, really amazing. When we were talking before the show, you said you felt like you should go through the protocol live on our show and remove all curses from all our listeners and teach them how to do it for themselves as well. Do you feel like we should proceed now?
I would love to do that. So I feel everybody. So I'm going to make the noises that I make, and they're uncomfortable to hear because I'm actually verbalizing everyone's pain. And I found, like, one of the biggest things with people is the curses. Now, a curse doesn't have to be this black magic creepy thing. It can be as simple as saying, oh, you'll never amount to anything. Oh, you're nothing unless you're with me, or whatever. Any statement that is said with a passion and said with an intention that overrides the person's own empowered belief system is a curse. So it's a lot of stuff out there. Oh, the world is in a rotten state. That's a curse. So then I feel the energy of that, and people are excited to do that. So I want people to, like, repeat after me, and we'll say it. How about if you say it, and I'll do it like I'm doing it to you, and everybody can follow you along. Is that okay?
Sure. Yes, perfect.
Okay. So I'll give you something to say, and you'll say it three times while tapping the top of your head, and then say it a fourth time while tapping the middle of your chest. And while you're saying it, I'll release all the energy of everyone, yourself and everyone listening, okay?
Okay.
And the statement is, I remove all curses on me in all moments. I remove all curses on me in all moments.
I remove all curses on me in all moments. I remove all curses on me.
You got to slow it down.
And I say it three times, yes?
Well, you have to say it slow. Like, you have to say, I remove all curses on me, and then you have to pause and say, in all moments. So a mistake people do is they run through it. Because, Okay. Can you start over?
Sure. I remove all curses on me on all moments.
In all moments.
In all moments. Okay.
So when people make mistakes, it's not because they're not intelligent people. It's a sabotage of the ego, making them say it wrong because the ego doesn't want to change. and it's very, very normal. So that's really exciting that you said the wrong little word, because that's what everybody does when they start working with me. So that's awesome that you showed us that. So can we start again?
Thank you. Sure. It's I remove all curses on me on all moments, right?
In all moments. In all moments.
In I all am. Moments.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay, got it. I remove all curses on me in all moments. I remove all curses on me in all moments. I remove all curses on me in all moments.
Now the middle of your chest.
Okay, here I go. I remove all curses on me in all moments. I remove all curses.
Just one time.
Okay.
Which is another thing that people, so that's good that, but so when you say that, I start getting stuff from that. And what I got from a lot of the listeners is many listeners believe that just being a female body is a curse. So it's really interesting what comes out, the understanding that comes out from that. Of course it's not a curse. It's actually a blessing in this lifetime to be in a female body, because we're actually balancing the earth back. We're bringing a balance back to the earth right now. So some of the most dynamic healers are in a female body right now. There's a reason I'm in a female body. I could have chosen a male body, but it wouldn't have assisted in the purpose right now.
Thank you. Thank you very much in the name of all our listeners for what you did for us. And also from all of the listeners that will be listening to this replay in the following day. So thank you very much, Jennifer.
They'll
so
all get
today.
The release.
Yes, I have some listeners here waiting for you. They have been listening to the show. They have been listening to you all along. And what about, how do you feel about taking some calls now before the show ends?
I would love to.
Great. Let's do this. Hello?
Hello,
welcome. Yes, welcome to our Inner Healers radio show. Would you like to talk to Jen?
Yes, I would. Hello, Jen. I follow you.
Hi, this is Mike. Hi,
this
how
is
are
Mike.
You?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good. Well, you don't need to talk to me. You probably just want to tell people about what I do, right? How I've helped you?
Yes. You helped me. I read your book, Enlightenment Unveiled. I never read anything like it before, even though I've been a spiritual seeker all my life. It just really was enlightening, just like the title says. It was easy to read. You explained the reason for your protocol that you have in the book, and the reason for the taps, and they just work miracles. And I follow you on Facebook in Genuine Healing Sharing Circle, and you know, every day you post a plethora of incredible information. I did want to ask you about two things on the air. One was you posted recently about seven planets that were discovered this week. I don't know if you wanted to expand on that on the radio.
Sure.
And the other thing is a more personal thing. I've been dealing with an issue with my teeth, recently, and I was just wondering if you could give me any information about that.
Well, what's interesting, Mike, is the issues of your teeth are not related to the first issue. So let me explain. Like when I was tuning into you in a private session, they showed me an indifference you had to Earth because you're able to travel at will and soul travel or whatever you call it to other planets. So you basically resent being at Earth, or you did before we spoke, and you thought of Earth as a throwaway planet. And so what the truth came in through that, and my spirit guides told me just really pointedly to like set you straight, is that Earth, yes, this planet is the heart chakra of the universe. And so many dynamic healers have come to this planet to help cleanse it. And that's why there's so much negativity here right now. So there's power mongers who lied to a lot of seekers and said that this is a throwaway planet, this is a warm planet, and there's nothing you can do about it. That was the lie. And a lot of dynamic spiritual seekers are still stuck in that belief system. This is the upgrade. So a lot of dynamic healers from the 70s and the 80s and the 60s even have foregone even trying to have an uplifting planet or world peace because they believed the lie that this is a warm planet and there's nothing you can do. When in fact, that was a ploy because this is the heart chakra of the universe. So those of us who are willing to test everything we're told negated that and kept going on our own individual search for truth and have revealed that it's the heart chakra. It actually, we're here to open up the heart chakra of the universe, which is very profound, and it shifted you, I think, out of the apathy. And there's an apathy in a lot of healers that is really, really disappointing. And then right after we delved into that truth, on the news there were 7 planets revealed. They just found 7 planets that were similar to Earth. And immediately when I saw that, I saw that they were the other chakras of the universe. Because we revealed this deep truth about the heart chakra being Earth, we were given more truth. And that's how truth expands on itself. The more that you embrace truth and dig for truth and make a space for truth, the more truth that you're given. And it's really important for strong people to do that right now because a lot of dynamic seekers have gone the way of apathy. And the apathy of spiritual seekers is even worse than the apathy of those stuck in ignorance. Think about it. It's the same coin. It's just a different side of the same coin. So that apathy that's the razor's edge of being a dynamic spiritual seeker is realizing that everything that you're told is limited only to a certain state of consciousness, and then there's more to know. So your teeth issue has been related to that apathy. Do you get a sense of that?
Yes, I do, because there was no way I could be apathetic to
no
what
way.
Was happening.
You can't afford to because you actually came here with a mission. And you know, you've been on a spiritual path for most of your lifetime. So for you to indulge in apathy, and once in a while I catch you going back into it and like indulging in them versus us or getting caught up in the news and stuff and taking a side, you can't do that. You always, always, always have to take a higher vantage point. Always. Because you came here in agreement to do that. And if you indulge in just thinking, oh, I'm just going to exist here because, I'm just going to enjoy my life and I just want to live my life and be left alone, then you've given up everything that you've set out to do. And you've just, like, complied with that apathy. And what I'm being told now is that they from the power mongers are not just sitting in linear existence. They pray. The power mongers are very savvy energy beings who prey on individuals, especially if they're trapped in linear existence. So they've been using psychic streams of manipulation to keep people stuck in apathy, indifference, and to even shut down their creativity. So those of us who are awakened cannot indulge in apathy, because what you're doing is like complying and allowing the power mongers to just let everybody else, you know, be trapped in this complacency.
I see.
Well, and that's why I get so mad when people... that's why I get so mad when people don't share their spiritual truth. It's not an opinion. Truth is truth, and it's got abiding clarity and a love. And saying things to hurt people's feelings is not truth. But staying in your center and not being swayed and manipulated out of your center is truth. There's a difference there. And people need to learn to stay in their own truth.
Wow. Well, thank you
really
very
beautiful,
much.
Jen. Thank you. Thank you very much, Mike. We have one more caller, and we only have two more minutes in the show. So should we ask the next listener that has also been waiting for the whole show to talk to you, Jen? Would you mind talking to that person also?
Oh, no, I would love to. Thank you.
Great. Let's see. Hello? Hello.
Hi, Jen. It's Ted.
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for calling in. Do you have any? Yes. Hello. Do you have any questions for Jen? We have 2 minutes left in the show.
I guess my only question would be, because I've been doing a lot of the taps on and off. How do you know when the people come into your life if they're your soulmate or if they're not?
You do the taps for a selfish reason, which is fine, but I know who you are, and you do the taps only to serve you in the little sense. So you'll know who's a soulmate is when you get out of your own skin and stop just doing the taps to help yourself and start doing the taps to help everyone else. Think of it this way. What if your soulmate is trapped in indifference out there? And because you're indifferent and you're only doing the taps to find that person, you're doing it too small. Do the taps to help all of humanity so you can free up your soul your soulmate to find you. So you're only going to attract someone with the same level of purpose as you do. So if you want a selfless, loving mate that cares so much about you, don't do it just to find this person so you can, your ego can be gratified. Find this person because you want to save them from suffering. You want to save their family from suffering. You want to save others. And then you'll attract more of a less selfish mate. Does that make sense?
Yes. That makes sense.
That's really beautiful. Thanks for calling in. Thanks so much, Jen. We unfortunately have arrived to the end of the show. It's been amazing to have you with us. It's been a real pleasure and especially a real honor to be working with you today. Thanks much for being with us today. Do you have any last words that you would like to tell our listeners to close the interview?
Thank you for having me on. And yeah, the people can find me on Facebook. There's taps every day. I have 7 books. They can find them on my website. It's genuinehealing.com with a J. Genuine, J-E-N-U-I-N-E, healing.com. And if anything I say has resonated today to you, don't wait. Humanity needs you to be engaged. And if this wakes you up at all, please, 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 grab one of the books. And I'm having a retreat in May, and all are welcome to come to Rochester and be a part of my first retreat which is like a soul's calling to all these dynamic healers. So if you want to learn about that, just message me on Facebook. And I love you all, and I send you all healing energy.
Thanks so much, Jen. I'll send you a big, big hug on behalf of all our listeners, and thanks much for being with us today. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.